This chazor zechin eshbach chesed shagva mihudim sechza v'zor daf nun hey. The Gemara says a zunin who is a yid said to Rabbi Akiva, I know and you know that there's nothing to avodah zarah, but yet we see people who go into avodah zarah with broken limbs and they leave healed. Why are there such miracles? Rabbi Akiva said, I'll answer you with a mashal. There was a trusted person in a city who everyone would give things to watch, and they would give it to him without aid and without witnesses. There was one person in the city who only gave him items in front of witnesses. One time, that person, he forgot to have witnesses there when he gave it to the person to watch. The wife of the trusted person said, we should deny ever having gotten this item from him because he always gives it to us with aid. Today he did. The trusted man said, should we lose our trustworthiness, our namonis, because of this one fool? Marcia, the same is the situation that you asked about. When Hashem sends Yisurim on a person, the Yisurim take an oath that they will leave on a certain day, a certain time, when a certain medicine is given by a certain doctor, etc. Now, if the person afflicted with the Yisurim happened to be at an avodah zarah at the time that he was supposed to have the Yisurim leave, so the Yisurim say, should we not leave now? But however, just because that person's a fool, should we break our oath? Same idea. The Gemara says, the Rav Bar of Yitzchak asked Rabbi Yehuda, there's a place of Avodah Zarah in our city that whenever there's a need for rain, the Avodah Zarah goes to its followers in a dream and tells them to offer human sacrifice in exchange for rain. They taka do that, they offer human sacrifice, and it rains. Rabbi Yehuda answered that Rav has darshan the pasuk to teach that Hashem allows these so-called miracles to happen so that people can have free choice and be led astray to follow Avodah Zarah. This is similar to what Rish Lakish says, the darshan from the pasuk, that if a person is looking for tumah, Hashem opens the door to allow him to find it. If he's looking for tahara, Hashem helps him find that as well. Zuck, the next Mishnah, we may buy the juice squeezed from a goy stepping on the grapes when the juice has not yet flowed out of the place where it is crushed. This is true even if the goy takes the crushed grapes from the juice and puts it on top of the pile so that they continue to drain. The juice cannot become yayin nesek until it actually flows into the bar. Once the juice flows into the juice in the bar is usur and the rest of the juice is mutter. Mishnah continues, one may stomp on grapes in the wine press along with a goy, but we may not harvest grapes with him. Mishnah continues, if a yid processes his wine while he has tameh, we may not stomp on the grapes along with him, but we may bring barrels to the wine press with him, and we may carry barrels away from the wine press with him. If a person kneads his dough while tameh, we may not knead or shape the dough with him. However, we may take the finished dough to the baker with him. Zakhim Rav Huna said, once wine begins to flow freely in the vat, it can become yayin nesek. In fact, Gemara, our Mishnah said that we may buy the juice squeezed from a goy stepping on the grapes when the juice has not yet flowed out of the place where it's crushed. The Mishnah said this is true even if the goy takes the crushed grapes from that juice and puts it on top of the pile so that they continue to drain. Now, at that point, the wine is flowing into the vat, and yet his touching it does not make it yayin nesek. Rav Huna said, the Mishnah is discussing a wine press that is plugged, meaning to prevent the wine from flowing from the place it is crushed, and it's also full, so it cannot flow around freely. Furthermore, the Mishnah said that juice cannot become yayin nesek until it actually flows into the bar. This suggests that even if the wine flows freely, it cannot become yayin nesek until it leaves the vat in which it's pressed. Rav said here too, the Mishnah is discussing a wine press that is plugged and full, so it does not flow freely. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that once the juice flows into the bar, the juice in the bar is usur, and the rest of the juice is mutter. We see that even after the wine is flowing freely into the bar, the wine that's in the vat cannot become yayin nesek. And the Gemara of Huna said, the Mishnah is the original ruling that was given. My ruling is the way the ruling was later changed to. And we see this in a Braisa. The Braisa says initially there were three rulings regarding wine production. Number one, you're not allowed to harvest with goyim for making wine because it's also to cause even chulin to become tamei in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, we may not trample grapes with a yid who processes his produce while tamei because it's also to help a sinner do an avera. And number three, we may trample grapes with a goy and we're not concerned for Avuna's ruling with the wine becoming yayin nesek. They later retracted these rulings and said the following three rulings. Number one, we may not trample grapes with a goy because we are concerned for the ruling of Rav Huna. Number two, we may not harvest grapes with a yid who processes produce while tamei, and we may certainly not trample grapes with him. And number three, we may harvest grapes with a goy for making it into wine because it's mutter to cause chulin to become tamei in Eretz Yisrael.